This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
So news came out this afternoon that the Browns have signed running back Kareem Hunt. So when last we left with Kareem Hunt, he had been cut from the Chiefs. He was going to be put on the commissioner's exempt list. Now that he's been signed, he will go back on the commissioner's exempt list while they try to figure out how long his suspension's going to be. The statement from John Dorsey, who drafted Kareem Hunt in Kansas City, reads in part, "We fully understand and respect the complexity of questions and issues in signing a player with Kareem's history and do not condone his actions." Okay. "Given what we know about Kareem through our extensive research, we believe he deserves a second chance, but certainly with the understanding that he has to go through the critical and essential steps to become a performing member of the organization, aside from what the NFL determines," blah, 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 blah. All right, so they get it. It's serious. And in case you don't remember what happened, there's video released of Kareem Hunt getting into an argument with a woman. He shoved her. At one point, he shoves her to the ground. And then at another point, while she's on the ground, he kicks her while she's on the ground. So the part of conversation that I really hate, and I don't understand when people start talking about second chances, they're like, "Oh, well, he doesn't deserve a second chance. He can't live in this world anymore." And I always think that's a different conversation, right?
Right.
Like, there's a difference between not being able to do the elite dream job of just about any human and getting a second chance. Like, maybe your second chance is you get to function in society again after you kicked a woman on the ground. Second chance does not mean you get to play pro football anymore. Me personally, I dispute that the Chiefs say they don't condone his actions. I mean, you do, because you're saying we're fine with having you on the team even though you kicked a woman on the ground. And the NFL does the same thing. It just admit that you do.
Well, and Kevin, another part of that statement, if I'm not mistaken, is Dorsey came out and said, you know, after extensive research and talking with Kareem, we're confident that he was upfront and honest with us, and we appreciate how he's handled the matter and shown remorse. Let me take you back to November when this thing all broke down.
Yep.
This was the Chiefs' statement when they released him. "Earlier this year, we were made aware of an incident involving running back Kareem Hunt. At that time, the NFL and law enforcement initiated investigations. As part of our internal discussions with Kareem, several members of our management team spoke directly to him. Kareem was not truthful in those discussions. The video released today confirms that fact, and we're releasing Kareem immediately." So he wasn't upfront. Maybe he was upfront with Dorsey. But the whole reason why he was cut from the team when he was, and this all broke down as quickly as it did, is because, yeah, they knew what was going on, and Kareem, basically, from what we're made to understand, went to the organization and said, "Yeah, none of that happened. It's all been fabricated. This lady's just trying to get my money, just whatever it is. Like, I didn't have any part in this." Obviously, he was a liar. And then he issued a statement about how apologetic he was, and this is all he wrote. "I want to apologize for my actions. I deeply regret what I did. I hope to move on from this."
Yeah.
Really?
And I never quite understand when people are like, they're super cooperative. I always think, yeah, if there's a video that gets released of you kicking a lady, you probably should fall in line and be as cooperative as possible, because everybody is ready to turn on you. So that's where we are. Me personally, I think the Chiefs are condoning, or the Browns, the Chiefs already condone man-on-woman violence because of Tyreek Hill. The Browns are condoning man-on-woman violence, and I know that the NFL condones man-on-woman violence, but I guess I'm curious, like, who do you think deserves another opportunity? Is it just whoever will take a chance, so he deserves a chance because the team picked him up? Or, I mean, what earns certain people a second chance and other people not? Because, like, for example, Tyreek Hill is on the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
He pled guilty to choking and punching his pregnant girlfriend in the stomach. That's a thing that happened. And I guess it happened before he was on the team, so it's fine. And that's not an issue.
And he got kicked out of his college program,
yes,
because all this went down.
But then it was fine. But, like, because this happened when he was on the team, then it's not okay? I guess that's a little confusing to me.
What really counts in this equation, Kevin, that you're kind of leaving out when you're talking about who gets a second chance and who doesn't, is the fact that you talked about Tyreek Hill, okay? He was in college when this happened, so he was young and still very talented. You're also looking at Kareem Hunt, who's 23.
Right.
A lot of tread left on that tire.
Unlike Ray Rice.
If Ray Rice had shown any kind of abilities that weren't in decline, then maybe somebody still picked him up for that playoff run. Maybe. Because you have to remember that video of Ray Rice was shocking. But also remember that afterwards, his wife was still right beside him.
Do you think that played a part in it?
Interesting. That would have played a part in it for me. If the person that he did that to is like, no, forgiveness, everything, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah, it was horrible. And yeah, everything else. But if she's still on his side and by his side, then you start thinking, well, okay, I don't know what happened and why it happened. I know what happened because I saw the video. So let's just, if we can move on from it, if she's moving on from it, then why are we all getting up into arms about it if she's moving on from it? But as far as this is concerned, he's just young. He's got ability. He's got talent. And he's also going to a bunch of anger management classes that he's trying to turn himself around. So, yeah, go ahead.
And I know I went off on my tirade about all the things that, like, immediately after it happened, we know that he really poorly handled this at the very beginning. I'm not John Dorsey. I haven't had those conversations with him. And you're right. Maybe he is truly trying to turn his life around. And right. If I was able to look the man eye to eye and say, you recognize you screwed up, right? Yeah. What are you doing to fix it? And he could list off to me, you know, X, Y, Z. I'm going to anger management. I'm making sure that I'm spending time at battered women's shelters and, you know, trying to make myself a part of efforts to fix this problem. Like, then that changes things. But I can't sit here and say that I know that. No. All I know is the perception that I've gotten. And I haven't seen any video of him going and visiting these shelters. I haven't seen any statements about him going and making donations to abused women. Right. I haven't seen him going to these anger management classes. So man to man, maybe Dorsey sat down and talked to him. And if that's the case, you know what? Taking a chance on this guy and getting him off the street and giving him the support to actually go out and fix this problem, look, more power to them. That's great. I'm not comfortable with it, though, because I haven't seen that. I'm not in that position. And maybe that makes me ignorant. But that's the way you look at it. We did get a text from, I believe it was the 214, from the 817. I bet you guys didn't look into what she called him, which is a whole other part of the story we talked about when it happened.
And then somebody followed up with the very pointed comment. Did the woman really call him the N-word? Because if so, then I don't care. Wow.
I'm still in the realm of, if somebody's using words and you start to use your fist on somebody that you have no reason fighting, then that's not right. I don't care what words they used. I can be mad as hell, and I'll be in the wrong after I beat their ass. But as far as this woman, first of all, it's a woman. And so at that point, I have a rule of not doing anything.
Well,
that's
the thing, Colby. You mentioned it. They're both in the wrong. But just because they're both in the wrong doesn't in any way excuse what he did. And doesn't mean that he needs to be punished any less for it.
That is a weird thing. Like, but you see that a lot in society. You see that a ton in politics when people will be like, yeah, but don't forget about what this other person did that was bad. And I'm like, cool. We can still deal with that and still point out that what you did was bad as well. And I'm glad that this person brought this up. This is a fair point from the 817. I love y'all. We all still watch the league and talk about the league. Are you really that upset about it? I guess it depends on if it directly impacts your team. Like, somebody brought up, does Art Briles deserve a second chance? And you've heard me say this numerous times. If Art Briles started coaching for A&M, that would be my breaking point, and I'd be like, that's it. I'm out. And we had a really lengthy conversation when the Cowboys picked up Greg Hardy, is because there was a lot of discussion that clearly something happened to this woman, Was Greg Hardy responsible for it? And at first, the legal system said that, yes, he was responsible for it. And thanks to, you know, having money and a technicality, Greg Hardy was able to get out of that situation. And I know a lot of people leaned on it and said, look, he's innocent. And other people were like, no, she didn't want to testify. And he bought her out because of that, which is certainly what I think happened. And that was a, that's a great point that that person brought up. And maybe I need to reevaluate that because I really had a tough time. But I didn't turn off the Cowboys. I didn't cheer for Greg Hardy to succeed, but he was part of the team that I was cheering to succeed. So in that instance, I was guilty too.
Well, I mean, you have an even more, I guess, an even closer to mind example of this with the Zeke situation. Obviously, it was very different, but he was implicated in situations that involved domestic abuse. He was investigated for it by the league, and obviously what we saw from the end of it makes it seem very much like it wasn't a big deal. But even before we all knew, I think there were a lot of Cowboys fans who just kind of assumed, oh, this isn't a big deal, and it's going to hurt our team. So we're upset about it. We're upset that he's being suspended. Like, we didn't know what exactly happened, but we all just assumed because it was our team, or for the most part, we assumed because it was our team, that it couldn't happen that way.
Let me ask you guys both a quick question.
Okay.
Would there be a huge public outcry, do you think, if John Dorsey talked to us all like we were adults? So, like, let's say that John Dorsey's statement said something to the effect of, look, what Kareem Hunt did was really bad, and we're not here to say that we tolerated it at all. But at the same point, this allows us to pick up a really talented young player without having to give up any assets. And because of that, we're going to make the move and deal with the PR hit that comes along with it. Do you think the world would come to a stop and people would lose their mind? Or do you think people would go, thank you for just admitting the truth?
It'd be half and half.
You think so?
It'd be half and half, because you'd have half the people going, well, that's what you basically said anyway through the other words that you used.
Sure.
And your actions. And then the other half would be like, you can't be that just blatant.
Why do you think that is? Like, because this statement from Dorsey is complete nonsense. Like, what Dorsey said, oh, we believe in blah, blah, blah. Like, do you have any doubt in your mind that what it comes down to is we have the opportunity to get a talented young player without giving up any assets? Is there anything more to it than that?
There's not.
Okay, then why would people freak out if you just admitted it? Why are we all involved in this stupid game of smoke and mirrors?
It's your perception, right? Like, so I feel like from a national perspective, people would look at that statement, if you weren't a Cleveland Browns fan, and be like, all right, they're being honest. We get it. Probably a bad move, but we get it. If you're a Cleveland Browns fan and you see that statement, you're like, hold on a second. I don't want our team to come out here and say that. I want our team to come out there and say we're doing everything we can to rehabilitate this guy, and if anything happens, if he slips up again, he's gone. We're taking an opportunity to give this guy a second chance. That's what I want to hear if I'm the fan of that team, and we kind of talked about that.
Right.
If I'm everybody else, I want you to be honest, because if I'm a Cleveland fan, I can cover my own ass, and I can say, well, look, our team's just trying to help this guy out. We're taking a chance, but if something bad happens, he's gone.
So let's put us all in this situation. Zeke holds out. He doesn't want, because he wants more money. He's not going to play. The opportunity is laid for this guy to play on the Dallas Cowboys, and it makes everything run right if he does. Are you down?
I mean, like we brought up earlier, I have to seriously reflect on that now, because like I said, I didn't boycott the Cowboys. It didn't make me super comfortable, but I mean, there were accusations made about Zeke, and you remember, like, we did that on the show, and we pointed out that it looked like there might be some evidence against him. People went insane out of anger. And I wonder if it's because, like, they just knew, they said they knew the facts of the case, which I found very interesting.
Right.
Was it just because they didn't want us to mess up what was happening with the team? Because sometimes I feel like if you even bring up the other side, like, you're a bad person. And I do want to hit this, because we talked about this at the very beginning. Maybe this person missed it. From the 682, just because somebody has made mistakes in their past doesn't mean that they should no longer be employed. I agree with that. I do think that mistakes like this should prevent you from living out your dream job. There's nothing that prevents Kareem Hunt from going to work at the Applebee's. You know, there's nothing that prevents him from trying to go work at a car dealership or get into real estate or do whatever the hell else he wants. I'm just saying, sometimes I do think that there are mistakes you make that should prevent you from living out your dream job. Just like there are mistakes that we could make that I think should prevent us from living out my dream job. But that doesn't mean I couldn't get a job somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that, Kevin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.